WRPR News, I'm Joe Martino. Keg stands, body shots, and wet t-shirt contests coming to a tropical climate near you, a tradition originating in the early 1940s in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Ramapo College junior Bernie Olilla can barely stand the weight.
Well, I'm pretty elated about the fact that I'm going to leave the country for the first time in my life, but the only thing I'm worried about is coming up with the rest of the money for it. Hopefully I will.
As college students are studying hard, they'll soon close the books for a week and let loose on spring break, with Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and the Bahamas being some of the more popular destinations. I spoke with senior Carl Stein.
Well, me and some other guys from our fraternity are going to Jamaica.
Why did you guys choose Jamaica this year?
Well, you know, with spring break, you really have to try and find the best package, and after some thorough research, for 20-plus guests, Jamaica was the best offer.
Popular websites like studentcity.com offer reasonable trip packages, but many students can't afford to spend close to $1,000 for a week in paradise. So what do they do?
I'll probably be going home, just working, making some money. Probably just hang out with my family, my two brothers. Don't really get to see them as much as I would like to because I'm at school.
Said sophomore Justin Fernandez. Another option for students is alternative spring break, growing in popularity over the last several years. Under these programs, students travel all over the world with a variety of social justice themes, volunteering in drug and alcohol-free settings. You can log on to alternativebreaks.com for more information. As for the partygoers, like Bernie Olilla, it's not all roses.
Well, I'm pretty nervous about going to the hostel area of Jamaica. Apparently we can't leave the resort, and if we do, something bad might happen. That's pretty much the only thing I'm worried about.
For WRPR News, I am Joe Martino.